And welcome into the Wednesday, September 5th edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman, John Osier. It's game week, guys. The Vikings at the Metrodome, and we can finally put everything aside in the preseason and play some real football.
Yeah, I think this is the exciting time, you know, because every team around the league has hope. Every team believes that they've got an opportunity to win the Super Bowl, and it's going to be exciting to see how everybody truly looks when it comes to game day.
And, Jeff, you know about this. I talked to Paul Posluszny the other day. And he talks some about how when that practice roster dwindles, when that roster is down and you got your 53 out there on Monday, it's a different feeling.
Yeah, and from talking to Mike Mularkey, you know, he said, because we were having a conversation about the amount of hours that coaches work, and that will be on the Mike Mularkey show coming up this weekend. But he said, you know, as a coach, there's nothing more satisfying than see all that hard work pay off because all of a sudden all that work that you put into it and all of a sudden, bang, it comes to fruition.
There's something about this running back matchup this week. Toby Gerhart versus Rashad Jennings. It doesn't exactly ring like the other one, right?
It's a little different, you know, and that's okay because that's the way the league is. You know, so, I mean, the storylines all week long are going to be, will Adrian Peterson play? He's a little bit more than 8 months removed from an ACL reconstruction, and Maurice 38-day holdout. How much will he play? I don't think it's a question of if, but how much?
I think at some point you're going to see both those guys on the field on Sunday. You know, Mike Mularkey has said all week, we're preparing as if AP is going to play. Mike spent some time with him at the Pro Bowl. He believes this guy's an elite player, and if anybody can come back from an injury like this, he can. And I think Maurice Jones-Drew is going to get his carries as well.
I think one way to determine whether Adrian Peterson is going to play or not, you know, every game day, you know, we put together these cheat sheets for game day, and John, you've seen it before, and when you go to the Vikings depth chart, Adrian Peterson is still number one, Toby Gerhart is number two, and Matt Asiata, or however you pronounce the name, they've only got three tailbacks on their roster, and you don't only carry three tailbacks on the roster if you're not expecting Adrian Peterson to play.
And AP is supposed to get a full practice in today with pads. I think we'll know a lot more about him after today.
Let's talk quarterbacks now. These two quarterbacks are kind of similar guys. Gabbert and Ponder, both second-year guys now, both didn't start the whole season last year, had some struggles in their first year under center. These guys are a little more alike than we think, aren't they?
Well, their numbers are. I mean, you know, Blaine Gabbert started, 14 games, played 14 games, and then Ponder played in 10 starts, and he played in a couple bit more. But if you look at them statistically, they're about the same completion percentage. Their touchdown-interception ratio is pretty close. Ponder's rating is just slightly higher, but, I mean, very, very similar. You know, 10th overall pick, 12th overall pick. And so the comparison between Locker, Ponder, Gabbert, and Cam Newton and Andy Dalton are going to remain in effect for many years to come.
And it's funny, even in this day of national media and Twitter and the instant analysis you get, how you're judged is still sort of based on where you are. Gabbert takes criticism for a lot of the same things that Ponder does. So they're very similar in that sense, and they both have a lot of questions to answer this year.
Guys, it's always a pleasure. We're looking forward to Sunday in the Metrodome. Thanks a lot.
Enjoyed it.
That's it for Inside the Jaguars. More tomorrow.